Buck Learn is one of 26 workers who got the at-risk letter this week. He says if UWS privatizes custodial and grounds jobs, students will lose.
At the beginning of every semester, you can see that blank look on their face, and it's like, where do you need to go? Most of us do not give directions. We'll walk them right to where they want to go.
UW-Superior is the smallest of the 13 four-year campuses and does not have any reserves that caused legislators to freeze tuition and cut funding earlier this year. The campus has an operating deficit of almost $1 million a year. Chancellor Renee Wachter says that's why they'll seek proposals from private companies to outsource those jobs.
The reality is if we don't take a hard look at what we do, we're putting more than jeopardy of just this particular group of employees, but we're really putting the entire university at risk if we don't make hard decisions about what we do.
State Senator Bob Jauch understands the spot Wachter is in, but he doesn't think the at-risk letters should have gone out.
Because I think it's premature to conclude that the university is necessarily going to have to eliminate the jobs for these 26 people. But I hope that Chancellor Wachter will sit down with Ray Cross and lay out all of her very painful choices.
UW System President Ray Cross says all campuses need to look at reductions, including outsourcing. After 13 years as a custodian, making $13 an hour, Buck Learn says that's hard to swallow.
There ain't no smile on this campus with the custodians. How can there be?
Learn says they were told a decision would be made in the next 1 to 5 months. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.